World's on fire. Our culture is disintegrating.
Hey, pass the salt.
It's time. It's time.
Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know what, why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time. It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed in this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Well, not every day is the same. You do realize that, don't you? Not every day is the same, especially here in the Coach Dave Live household. Welcome. We're joining here. I don't even know what the day is. Somebody look up here. It's the 16th day of July. This is show number 2196. Man, we got a lot going on. I'm going to jump on a plane. I'm waiting for our guest, David Hebner, says, I'm here, but I never got a link. Can you say... hang on. Sorry. How do we get him in here, Spencer? Can you get him? David Hebner's going to join. Good. Dave's going to take. I got a lot going on. I'm going to jump on a plane after the show. I'm going to go to Hyannisport. That's where the Kennedys were from, for an event with Gideon's Army. So I got a lot of things I want to share with you today. I'm going to bring David Hebner in for a little bit to talk about. See, look, folks, some of these things, I know some of you out there biting your nails, itching. You want to talk about the events of the day. I understand all that. But some of this stuff has been pre-scheduled. And so, you know, we're going to be faithful to David Hebner and some other things that we had. Look, you're looking at me. I don't do many guests. You know that. Huh? I don't do many guests. And so when I booked him, it was a clear spot. And we'll get David in here. And the Last Evangelist premieres this weekend. Now, while you, Spencer, give me a thumbs up when you get him in here. And then, folks, while we're doing that, I will be heading, Spencer, if you can, click on Gideon's Army. Can you click on that on the screen for us? Spencer's trying to multitask right now. So I'm Ohio Brett set up an opportunity for us to go. Gideon's Army, go ahead and play that clip. I don't know, does it play? Gideon's Army is kind of, it's not that one, not that one. No. It doesn't matter. Gideon's Army is sort of a group like, there it is. There we go. It's sort of a group like Coach Dave Live, really. There's a lot of these kind of groups out there, right? And so I've been invited to be part of this. I went last year or 2 years ago. I don't know. Time flies. I can't even remember. So God bless Ohio Brett. He got me set up to go to Plymouth, Massachusetts to be part of it. And I'm flying out this morning. As soon as the show's over, I'll be out there a couple of days. Coming back, they got another event coming up this weekend. The David Hebner event is on Saturday night. So there he is. So we got a lot going on here. So just bear with us if you can. This is where I'm heading. 2024 Cape Cod Gathering for God and Country, hosted by Gideon's Army and Ohio Brett. There'll be a lot of people there, and they invited me to come and be part of it. I'm excited to do it, and I'll look for all the Kennedy family while we're out there. So I'll be jumping off right after the show and heading for that. A lot going on, man. There's a lot going on. It's crazy, crazy times. We all know that, right? The selection of J.D. Vance. I know you guys all want to talk about all that. We all want to. J.D. Vance is an Ohioan. He's a Buckeye. How did they choose J.D. Vance? How does J.D. Vance go from nobody 3 years ago? He wrote a book, and it goes from nobody 3 years ago now to Vice President candidate of the United States. I guess I'm suspicious by nature. Anything that comes has to do with the government, I'm suspicious by nature. I pray J.D. Vance is one of us. I pray he's just a straight shooting guy out of not Wilmington, but down that area somewhere. Down Cincinnati area. I pray that he's just a normal guy that God smiled upon. And I just saw this about J.D. Vance. I'll get you right with you, David. Hang in there. J.D. Vance just converted to Catholicism. Not that that matters, but it tells me he had really no faith before that, the way I understand it. And his wife, I'm not making this up, his wife is Buddhist, I think. I think his wife is a Buddhist. So is he a Christian? Is J.D. Vance a Christian? I'm just asking the questions, okay? I'm not picking on him. I'm not poking him in the eye. I don't know what's going on. But we have a guy now who's a heart going to be a heartbeat away from president. And he was a former something, probably a former atheist. Now he converted to Catholicism in 2019. I think I saw that. And his wife is a Buddhist. Not there's a, hey, it's all good, right? It's all good. It's all good. Man, oh man, it's just my antenna are up like you can't even believe. Let's get the last evangelist in here quickly. David, thanks for getting up here with us. David Hebner is one of those guys. When the history is written, David Hebner is going to have some place in it, because about 3 or 4 years ago, I lose track of time, David, but about 3 or 4 years ago, when you started putting out this crazy thing called The Last Evangelist and talking about vaccines and jabs, David, that was unbelievable. I thought you were crazy. I play along with the storyline here. I got the idea of The Last Evangelist. I understood that one, the vaccines and quarantines. David started producing a series 3 years ago, 4 years ago on this very stuff. And this Saturday night here in the Dayton, Ohio area, David is doing the world premiere of The Last Evangelist. Dave, thanks for getting up early down there. And I think you're in Louisville, one of those Kentucky countries. And Dave, I'm going to play this clip and then I'm going to let you come on in here. So the red carpet premieres Saturday night. And I'm going to fly. I'll be in Boston. I'm going to fly back. We'll make it there. We'll be on time. Go ahead and play that real quickly.
This is the Paul Revere Network. Resist. You are not alone. Do not give in.
The FBI is closer to identifying the broadcasting location of what the true believers call their Paul Revere Network.
There are questions about the mRNA in the vaccine. Does this affect a person's DNA?
Captain, there's something you should know.
Divorced, no children.
If we can take down his network, we can take down the extremists.
What language is that that he's even speaking? Bahara.
I don't know. The AI can't translate it.
Babashi. Sai.
What does that mean?
It means evangelist.
Law enforcement continues their search for Sergeant John Rhodes, who assaulted a doctor and fled the state hospital while in custody. He's considered armed and dangerous.
Prepare the injection.
Robert Shaw. We have reason to believe that he is in possession of some highly classified documents from the CDC.
Shaw.
It's a janitor. Somehow he got his hands on a hard drive that it contained sensitive information.
What sort of sensitive information? When's the last time you saw Officer Booker?
It's been almost a week now.
The side effects have been more than anticipated.
Receive a mark on their right hands or on their foreheads.
World premiere, July 20th, 2024, coming up in Brookville, Ohio this weekend. David, what the heck? How, Dave, you were doing all this stuff before the pandemic, before all. Come on in here, buddy. What the heck's going on? You got to unmute yourself, Dave.
It's scary, man. I tell you, it really is. I mean, my editor, we sat there and he goes, my gosh, he goes, this stuff that's unfolding, he's not a Christian. He's a certified bona fide atheist. He said, this stuff is playing out what we've been working on this script for the past 5 years. I said, yeah. And he said, my goodness, he goes, episode 3, which I'm not going to tell you what that's about. He goes, if that plays out, what are we going to do? And I said, well, I said, here's the thing. It's really about informing people. It's not about scaring people. Although if people don't know God and they're not willing to stand up and take the hit, they better be scared. That's all I have to say, Coach. People go, David, are you peddling fear? I said, no, I'm peddling faith. But if you fear, that means you have no faith. I said, so I'm really peddling what God wants me to, which I believe is a representation of CSI meets the Book of Revelation, even the X-Files meets end times prophecy, meaning it goes deeper and beyond places the regular church refuses to talk about.
Oh, amen on that one. And so, David, our world premiere. Now, look, we know this, Dave, because I'm going to sound like I'm important. We're watched around the world as well here, David. So we know that people cannot get to Dayton, Ohio on Saturday.
Yeah.
Are they able to watch the premiere, Dave? What goes on there, brother?
They can, Coach. I set it up virtual because just like you, you know, we're in the world of getting out to the world, so we're virtual. So you can go buy a ticket, go to davidhebner.tv. You can buy a ticket. You need to go there in person, or just you can be with us. It's just like almost being in person. Virtually, we'll have cameras all over the place. And so, davidhebner.tv, or you can text the word CHOSEN to 91999.
Okay, there you go, folks. And so this is Saturday night. Starts at, I believe, 6 p.m., I believe, all Eastern Standard Time. And David, this is the world premiere. So those of us who are going to be at the world premiere, I'll be there. By the way, let me tip my own cap here. Our granddaughter Reese has kind of a cameo in this video as well. So we have a reason to be there.
Yeah.
David, those who can make it personally there, what's going to take place that night there?
Well, it's going to be a red carpet. I'll do question and answers. You'll be there. We'll have a few other people there that'll get up and hopefully say some words. But the main thing is, Coach, I'm hoping, this is my hope, is that the Holy Spirit will move while we have this event for two reasons. One, if people who aren't Christians are going to be there are going to see the light. They'll even accept the gospel. But number two, the people that are there are going to get educated and walk out on a higher level to know what to do, how to deal with stuff. You know, if you watch something that's already happened, it's a lot easier to deal with it when it happens to you in person. That's my belief. So that's, and we're going to have a chef there, and they'll do all kinds of little, you know, desserts and stuff like that. So we'll have all those bells and whistles too, you know.
Well, David, for those who don't know, you're not just some flunky that fell off the turnip truck in Brookville, Ohio, right? Give those who aren't familiar with you, or worldwide audience here, Dave, give them a little bit of a background on who you are and how you got into doing this, man.
Yeah, you know, I was a songwriter in Nashville for years, and then I worked for a guy named Marty Robbins, and he introduced me to Hollywood. I wanted to get my music in movies, and they thought I looked like Clint Eastwood, so I did this cheap impersonation of Clint Eastwood, and I got a role in a movie. And the movie happened to do well. And so I started writing and directing and starring. So, and then I landed a contract with HBO and Showtime, and I did movies for them. So 55 movies later, here I am. So I've done 55 movies, written, directed, starred, produced, and a lot of them, with people like Tony Curtis, Martin Landau, Ernest Borgnine. A lot of what I consider the oldie goldies of Hollywood, I learned from those guys. But the more important thing, Coach, the most important thing I'm doing now is Last Evangelist. You know, I had a friend of mine, an agent in California, who's not a Christian. He says, David, he goes, you were made for Last Evangelist. And I said, thank you. I said, if my life means anything at all, then this is what it is. Because we are everyone out there listening to me and to you is someone's last evangelist.
You get that, folks? Do you get that? You may be the last gospel. You may have the chance. You may be the last one to share the gospel with somebody today, or the opportunity to. Go ahead, Dave. Sorry.
Yeah. Well, you know, one of our associate producers, sadly, I want to say that she passed away at the age, she was like 50 years old. An infection overnight, got the infection on Friday, a mother of three, died on Sunday. She was in perfect health, but I presented to her a poster of Last Evangelist with her name on it, associate producer. She cried. We talked about God, and I believe in that moment, in that time span of having that conversation, giving that poster, I really believe she accepted God for who God really was. So that's a perfect example of you never know when you're going to be someone's last evangelist.
Boy, last one to be able to share the gospel with somebody. You know, David, my brother just passed away about 3 weeks ago now.
I'm sorry.
But, you know, it happens. And, yeah. You know, I was there at the moment that the whole thing happened. And boy, Dave, just the reality, huh? The reality of crossing over, whatever that means to cross over. We all go there. It's appointed unto man once to die. And after that, the judgment. And Boy, oh boy, how many opportunities, friends, are we missing to be the last evangelist in the life of somebody we bump into, maybe even a casual meeting, maybe at a, who knows what it might be. So Dave, if you can, just take us, give us a brief overview here of what the last evangelist is about. Who are you? Are you a preacher, world premiere? What's going on here, Dave?
Yeah. So we're going to be showing episode 1 and 2. Now we showed episode 1 about a year ago, which you came to, and this is going to be episode 1 and 2. So I play a cop. I'm an FBI agent, modern society, just like you see now, except there's a virus and the government has saw fit to shut down churches.
David, come on, David, you wrote this before COVID hit.
Well, yeah, you know, I did, because I touted this, you know, way back before any of this stuff ever happened. And they closed down these churches. Well, churches go underground, so now they're illegal gatherings. And so they send in the SWAT team, literally a SWAT team, into these little underground Bible studies with these kids and, you know, grandpas and grandmas. And then they call me in. I'm a negotiator. I'm the guy that BS's my way into these people having these Bible studies to ask them if they have friends that have Bible studies, because we're infiltrated. You see, the problem is this one night, this man holds his family hostage, holds his family back in a room, jets back into a room and has a Bible, and he will not come out. So I've got to go back and I've got to talk him out. Well, something happens that's horrifying, and it's hard for me to live with. Well, I go back to the scene of the crime. All of a sudden, I hear this voice, God's voice, and he says, "Why are you persecuting me?" And I go blind, and when I wake up, I start seeing things on the news that I'd never seen before. Now, I've always watched it, but I could see the truth. You see what I'm saying?
It's one thing. Your eyes are open. That's right.
It's one thing to see the news. It's another thing to see the news and see the truth behind the news.
Yes.
or the apostate. And so with a Bible in one hand, a gun in the other, I set out to find out what the heck's going on. This guy is not a converted Christian. He's a guy seeking the truth, and there is a slow conversion. That's what I don't like about a lot of these Christian movies. You know, somebody is in trouble, they accept Christ, and then they put on this choir robe, you know?
Yeah, everything's all great and good.
And that's not, yeah, Coach, I don't know about you, but in my world, it doesn't work that way. It doesn't work that way. I mean, so this guy on episode 2, there's two kinds of people, the kind that took the vaccine, they call it the insertion, and they're suffering physically, or the kind that wouldn't, and they can't buy or sell.
David, hang on a minute. This was done before the pandemic, right? I can't emphasize this enough, right?
Yeah, it was done before the pandemic. All this stuff was, you know, people read this stuff in Hollywood. I had my agent read it 4 years ago or whatever and said, "Oh, you're doing sci-fi." And this is a wonderful thing, David, taking religion and marrying it with sci-fi. And I said, "Well, I don't know. I think it's really going to happen." And he's an old Jewish guy. He says, "Get out of here. It ain't ever going to happen." Well, he calls me like 2.5 years ago. He goes, "Heavener, it's happening. It's happening." I said, "Yeah, it's happening." And so he says, "Well, send me all those episodes. I want to see how I'm going to end up here, you know?" And so he reads the episodes and he goes, "Dude, if this stuff really happens," he goes, "we got problems." He said, now he's a Jew. He said, "But, you know, God needs to come back right now. You know, he just needs to come back right now."
Man, have you been out on the front of it? Real quickly, David, I got a couple text messages already. Again, where is the premiere? Can you throw that up there on the screen for us, the world premiere? Yeah. Oh, there it is.
Yeah, it's in Brookville, Ohio, at Pastor Neil's church. He's so gracious to host us. It's at the Harvest Harvest Revival Center. Coach, you've been there many times.
Yeah. We got it all up on the screen. Hey, David, it's a red carpet thing. Should my wife wear a real short skirt and everything and stand and show her legs when they get the pictures taken? Isn't that really what happens at red carpet things?
Well, yeah, because Michelle might get picked up as the next star in Hollywood.
Oh, you know? My goodness, my goodness. Hollywood couldn't handle her. So Dave, there's also, again, there's a streaming process to this, so people can.
Yeah. Right. You can. Yes. You can just sign up, get your ticket, and it's as if you're there. I'll be talking to you through the whole thing. You'll get to watch the movie and all that kind of. Yeah. Yeah. It'll be. We really would like to have you there. And you know what? It's cheap, Coach. I mean, it's like, I don't know if it's 15 or 20 bucks, but, you know, two latte coffees at Starbucks. You
need. Not even two, brother. Not even two anymore.
Not even two. Or now a gallon of milk, thanks to Biden. You know, but if nothing else, folks, you can show your, your encouragement and so forth, because people like Coach what I call warriors of the ministry have really helped me in this. They've really stood beside me, and they've really, they've been instrumental in this thing happening. Okay. And I'm telling you, Coach, you have been. I called you way before I got into this, and you met me halfway. And I sat down with you over coffee, and I said, you know, here's what I'm thinking about doing, right? You remember, yeah. Right, in the restaurant?
Yep.
Because I don't take this lightly. If I got to step out and do something, man, I got to go all the way with it. It's liberty. Right. I don't stop, you know. And so I really appreciate you helping me.
David, I'm still waiting for that starring role in the next episode, you know, that I'm going to come in and save the day. By the way, Dave, let's back up here a second. What's Hollywood think about this stuff, this kind of Christian stuff, Dave?
Well, okay, let me tell you real quick about, give you the full scope on this. Hollywood laughs at Christian movies, okay? The real Hollywood, the people that are the artists, the people that have the talent and so forth, they laugh at it. They, you know, they look at it and they chuckle and they go, oh, you know, this stuff is syrupy. Nobody believes this. The studios, the businessmen love it because they're making money off of brain-dead Christians watching a lot of this. So it's two sections, right?
Yeah.
But when we went in with Last Evangelist, it was our biggest screening ever. We just won the International New York Film Festival. And I sat before people that were not, most of them weren't Christians. They were atheists, Jews, Muslims, Hindus, whatever you want to call it. And I'm telling you, Coach, they gave me the best encouragement. Matter of fact, I won Best Director and it won Best Picture. What does that tell you?
Amongst a non-Christian crew, huh, Dave?
Of course, yeah, of course. And in Hollywood, it was my biggest screening ever. People came up to me and said, Heavener, I don't know about this guy you're talking about. I've never heard about him. But we agree the fact that they're taking away our freedoms. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's a way to open the door to minister to people. You see, instead of beating people over the head with a Bible and trying to tell them they need to look and smell and talk like a Christian, Christianese, it's a way to get in and really get into people for real and really get down to the nitty gritty and talk.
Amen.
Amen. I want to open it up. Anybody want to come in and ask David a question? David, where do you see all this going?
I'm going to do it really quick because you were talking about J.D. Vance. I'm kind of familiar with that. You know, they released a movie called Hillbilly Eulogy based on his book. So I kind of know him. I know his background and know the whole. I'm not buying it, really. I'm not buying it. You know, there's some issues. You mentioned some of them, but there's a lot more.
Yep.
I think that we're being set up for a giant takeover. I do think Trump is going to win if something doesn't happen. I do think that'll happen, but there's somebody pulling some strings somewhere I don't like. I don't like it. There's some things happening that bother me. I know you're shaking your head. I know.
Yep.
So
all right, man.
I know, man. And I wish I could stand up here and say, man, it's going to be hunky-dory now. Trump's going to win. We're going to get this. We're going to get that. Yep. But the powers that's been in play, they are not going away. They're not going to go down. So where's it going? Well, here's the next thing. Slowly, in the vaccine, slowly the vaccine over a period of 2 to 5 to 7 years is going to start bring the death rate to an earlier age. People are going to start getting sick. There's going to be a lot more things happen physically to people. You'll see it manifest. So that's in episode 2. Episode 3 is dealing with the financial reset. So there'll be a great financial reset. Everybody will be using points, government points. In episode two, they insert you something in you called an insertion. And eventually you'll have to take that and you will, you know, this is where it will come by itself. Okay. Yeah. And so that you asked me where it's going. But through all this, people are going to come to Christ, God's real people, and we're going to stand tall and stand loud and stand proud, and they're going to know it. And Amen. We have the power to take down the enemy through all this.
Amen. Glenn, come on in, and Jeff.
Yeah, this is great, David. Just a question. Let's say later you wanted to buy the streaming because you wanted to have a group of people in and have them watch it at home here. Is that possible?
Yeah, you can just go to David Heavener TV and sign up. I've set up like a Netflix with minus $17 billion. But I got about 900 shows on there, interviews where I talk about things like this. But we have a channel called The Last Evangelist Channel. So, yeah, Jeff, you could go and just, it's cheap. It's like, I don't know, $7 or something for a month, or you can sign up for the year and watch it. And you can watch episode one, episode two. And on that channel, I have all of these things we're talking about. So you can just watch it. And eventually I would like to do a once a month, some type of thing like this where people like yourself could get a group together and I can get on social media afterwards and talk about it. You know, so that's my plan if God allows it. So
that's DavidHeavener.tv. Could you pull that up, Spence? Get that up on the screen. DavidHeavener.tv. And again, folks, as Glenn said there, man, just have a little viewing at your house might really, really, you might be the last evangelist to somebody, right? When you get an opportunity.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. And yeah, Jared, if you click sign in, I think you'll go to the next page. It'll actually show on the different channels on there. We've got, and we have live TV too, 24/7. But you can see we've got all these different channels. I even have a tribute to Russ Dizdar on there, Coach. Eventually, I'm gonna have a tribute to you. and then we've got Overcoming Demonic Powers. Spiritual warfare, mind control, that's a big thing because I'm from Hollywood. See, this whole thing, the whole umbrella is this. It's mind control. It's who's going to have your mind? Are you going to have the mind of Christ or are you going to be controlled by Satan? This is what causes the taking of the mark of the beast or the not. It's the mind. And it's what we put in our mind that causes us to be programmed. This is why I watched the RNC last night as much as I could watch it. And there's nothing, you know, my head, but man, something ain't smelling right. It's like.
So, David, real quickly, and I want to get Jeff Nares in here. Just a second, Jeff. Yeah. David, I don't want to dig into an area that you're not real strong with, but could you maybe take a couple minutes? I mean, you may be strong. I didn't mean it that way. Could you explain a little bit, David, MK Ultra? And the reason I say that, David, is we got this supposed 20-year-old nothing that's able to trick all the police and carry a ladder. And now they got evidence, David, that he went and bought a ladder and he went and bought a box of shell. I mean, this is like something to do here in Cornfield, Ohio, right? This guy goes out, gets a ladder, buys a box of shells and climbs up on top of something, goes up and shoots and then gets killed. I see MK Ultra coming into all this, David. Can you explain a little bit about that?
Yeah, you know, it's funny you say that because this is episode 4, 5, and 6 is underneath this is Operation Paperclip. MK Ultra was a government setup. It was an operation, but it was really based upon satanic ritual abuse, which actually was activated back in Hitler's day, back in the 30s in Germany, back in 1940s. They did tests on Jews. And this was they brought it over to the United States, and here's how they did it real quick, Johnny Thunder Tour. After the war, the Vatican had a thing called the Red Cross Passport, where the Vatican actually got these criminals, these Nazi war criminals, flew them out of Germany into Italy, and then from Italy flew him down to South America, got him a new identity, a new passport, then brought him into the United States, Coach. This has all happened in the 50s and 60s. They put him in a lot of these government hospitals, these mental hospitals. Well, guess what? In the late 70s, I became a social worker. I was a social worker at a state hospital, and I witnessed this stuff firsthand. I didn't know what it was then, but now I do. They were testing mental patients back then. It's called programming. I talk a lot, and I did a lot with Russ Dizdar on program multiples. I believe this shooter, just like Jeffrey Dahmer you see on the screen, he was a program multiple, okay? What's a program multiple?
Yeah, there you go. Program multiple personality. Go ahead.
Well, back in my day, in the world of mental health, we had DID, dissociative identity disorder. That was the terminology. But now we call it program multiples in our space. What that is when someone is programmed to split personalities, either corporately, meaning by a group, usually a coven a lot of times, or an individual, for a purpose. And that purpose is to get them to do something. So if they split their personality, let's say to shoot, to be a mass shooter, they'll inflict pain, especially when they're a baby, because when you get so much pain, you have to disassociate with that pain, so you go into an alter ego. So you have now multiple personalities. This one personality is programmed to go shoot, and the next personality is to kill yourself after you do the shooting. You see? And this is why a lot of these shooters turn the gun at the very last and they shoot themselves, because they step into another personality. Just like I covered the Vegas shooting, Coach. I had just left the Vegas shooting back Mandalay Bay, just left. And all of a sudden, boom, it happened. So I went back and covered it, did two shows on it. And let me tell you this real quick. That stunk to high heaven. And let me tell you why. They dropped the case a year later. They dropped it. They don't even talk about it anymore.
Mass murder, and we don't know anybody who did it, right?
No, you're right. And you don't know anything about this shooter. Well, he was a program multiple. And when they got to a certain level in the government, they got stopped. And they said, it goes away. It goes away. Okay. And I'm going to go all the way back to the JFK assassination. I mean, we don't even need to talk about that because it the same thing. Lee Harvey Oswald, program multiple. Jack Ruby, program. These guys were programmed to do what it is they were supposed to do. This guy, I believe, was programmed to do what he was supposed to do 3 days ago with Trump. It was a miracle what happened, though.
Amen. Boy, this is so deep. Oh, this is so, so deep. Jeff Nares, come on in, Jeff.
Oh, I'm sorry, man. I didn't have a deep question. You guys went deep, and then I was...
That's okay, go ahead. Go ahead.
I was not going deep.
I'll take the shallow ones, too.
I just had a couple of questions when it was not so deep. And number one, you got merchandise, you got T-shirts and that? You got a website on that, or is it on the same...
I do. I've got my T-shirt on, The Last Evangelist. We have new shirts called My Vaccine is the Blood of Jesus, and My Booster is the Holy Spirit. That's our new T-shirt. And we got the Last Evangelist mug here, and we got all kinds of stuff that supports the ministry. And by the way, this is a nonprofit, meaning I take nothing. Everything is just... to keep the word going. So we have all these different DVDs. I have the DVD on episode one of Last Evangelist. And Coach, you're on this End Times Investigation, 8 hours of footage with all of our friends like Russ Dizdar and Lisa Haven and Michael Lake and so forth. And then I got books. You know, I got two new books about my life in Hollywood and all about the mind control in Hollywood.
Let's go there. Awesome. Let's go there real quickly, David, because I had a conversation with you I don't know, a year or so ago. Doesn't really matter when it was. And I was asking you about the child trafficking and all that stuff, the yada, yada, yada. And you told me that you never really saw all that out there, right, Dave?
No. Anytime that you hear this stuff, this rhetoric on television, most of it's not true. It's just their version of, you know, if the enemy tells you something's here and it's right in your face, then chances are it's really not. It's happening over here.
Right.
Because they're not that stupid. You know what I'm saying? They're not that stupid. And Satan Antichrist owns the media system. Okay, there's a few systems out there, stations that he can't control right now, but he owns even Fox. Okay, he's got a hold of Fox too. So don't let anybody tell you that they get a get out of jail free ticket. They don't, and they got issues. But definitely MSNBC and CNN, all that nonsense. You can't listen to what these people say. And when a Hollywood star comes out and tells you that, they're going to come clean, they had all this years of abuse and all that. Yeah, right. Well, why didn't you say that when you were making millions of dollars? What happened? That all of a sudden you're not making as much money, so all of a sudden you remember you got abused, right? And then what I want to know is all these people that have come forth and said, hey, you have these seances and you got these this and that. Well, then they fade away and you don't hear anything more about it. Well, where'd that go? Right. If all that, yeah. Let me tell you, there is SRA out there. There is program multiples out there. They're there. But guess what, coach? They're everywhere. They're in middle America. They're in your next door. They're in your neighborhood. See, I want to think that it's not around them, that it's someplace else. And then so they can point their finger and go, that place needs to fall off and go to hell. Right. Yeah. And I'm telling you, it's all over the place. No, it's no more out there than it is in Nashville, Tennessee, which I work there too, or a lot of other places. Folks, listen, this is the downfall of human nature. This is what Jesus talked about in Matthew 24. Amen. All right. And this is what we're dealing with.
Okay. So, David, there's a lot of confusion. We know that Satan is the author of confusion. And so we see everything that's going on. I watched this whole shooting thing, and I got to confess, my wife told me, honey, you're on the internet way too much. But folks, I'm investigating every possible angle. I'm watching a lot of different videos because there's so much bait and switch. You don't know who to believe. Counter, what do they call disinformation, whatever the hell that term means, right? And yeah. So I'm trying to get to the bottom of all this stuff. And one of the great concerns that many of us have, David, is Donald Trump part of this? Is he mind controlled, David? Is it possible that Donald Trump is playing on the dark side?
Man, do you know what? That is a great question. Man, if I'm writing a script, I could tear this thing to pieces. It would be, here, let me give you my gut. And this is conjecture. It's my gut. I don't have any, but I'm like you. And my wife says the same thing to me, coach. We'll be somewhere and I'll pull out my phone and start surfing, researching stuff. And she'll go, can we not do that, please? Yeah. Can we not do that? And so here's what I think. I think that Donald Trump, his basic heart, I'm talking on a primitive level, his heart is in it. He's a businessman. He has a certain level of principles. Now, you got to remember, he was a reality TV star, okay? So when he started running, people said, what do you think of Trump? I said, well, he's a great TV producer. He's a reality TV star. So you have to understand he operates in this world of sensationalism, not lying, but embellishing.
That's just him, right? That's just him.
He embellishes. But to outright lie, I mean, everybody lies. But not like Biden. We're talking the other side lies. I mean, deep, dark. Right. Trump embellishes. Think of it as kind of a carnival, right?
Right.
Here's the thing. Here's the thing, though, coach. You can have someone with the greatest intentions, and you can have a whole room full of RNCs and Senate and Congress and all that. But if you've got a puppeteer above them pulling strings, and they start falling into that. They're not Christians. They don't have the mind of Christ, and they don't know how to guide themselves spiritually. It's over. It'll never work because they'll take the ship over. You mentioned J.D. Vance. He just turned to Catholicism. I don't know his heart. I don't know. We don't. But let's just say that, and that's why a lot of people on Fox, they're Catholics, And not all Catholics are unsaved, but I come from a Catholic religion. And if you don't denounce Mary and denounce praying to the saints, you got issues, all right? Mm-hmm. So if you don't know God and these politicians don't turn to God and we get on our knees and repent first, the puppeteer above them is going to continue to pull the strings, and we're going to see a mass overnight take over one day if that didn't happen. So in other words, let me say it again. The ship's in trouble. We're on the ship. A bunch of bad guys have us hostage. The good guys come. They take over the ship. We feel great about it. Now the good guys are here operating the ship. But guess what? One day, a bigger ship comes and takes over that ship overnight. Mm. You see what I'm saying? And that's my concern. That is what Last Evangelist is about. That's the story that I tell that will give people information, knowledge, and I hope power for them to go out, start reading scripture, and say, okay, God, what should I do now?
Here's one of my questions, and folks, we'll open it up for you to jump in there about anything, because first of all, I have great respect for David. I know he's going to be a man of faith. He ain't faking us out here, folks. So, David, here's what I get. Because you're so right, the power of Hollywood and media and images, they're masters of that. Satan is a master of deception, Dave. And so we have such confusion right now. We don't even know Republican good, Democrat bad, Trump good, Trump bad. There's so much confusion going out there, which, by the way, is the job of the enemy. How do we know, David? Let's say Donald Trump is totally and completely legit. What kind of people are around him, David? That's what we need to begin to look at, right? Remember when he first came into power, what was it, 7-8 years ago? Who were the preachers he had around him? They're talking about Paula White and some of these. And I'm saying, what? Are you kidding me? So this infiltration, David, I don't care who you are. You, especially if you're somebody of importance, you're getting information from somebody that you trust, right? And so Donald Trump, who is really kind of new to Christianity maybe, is listening to Paula White and some of these other people. What's your take on that, Dave?
Well, the first thing, when I saw these guys laying their hands on him years ago, I told my wife, she goes, isn't this great, honey? And I said, it's the worst thing could happen. They just transferred a bunch of demons on this guy. Mm. He's got so many problems. I said, he should never let them do that. And guess what? I don't think he's letting them do that anymore. I think he woke up. I'm glad Trump, if he's not a Christian, I'm glad he's not. And I'll tell you why. Because when he does become a Christian, I think it's going to be real. He's the kind of guy.
David, yesterday we prayed on this show for a strong, powerful conversion of Donald Trump now after this near-death thing. Go ahead, man. I just wanted to get that in there.
Yeah, absolutely, but not a Joel Osteen and Six Flags over Jesus. We don't want that. Trump's going to have to – I mean, God will touch Trump in a way Trump will go, okay, God, it's between me and you. It's going to be real. You know what I'm saying? He's got people in his party that are they're not real.
We have a form of godliness and deny the power thereof, right, David?
Yeah. So a lot of the people, and I'll tell you, I don't want to mention too many names because I actually rub elbows sometimes at a party with a few of these people, I'm sad to say, especially in Georgia, because we shoot a lot in Georgia. But some of these politicians in Georgia are just the worst, man. I got a Bible here. I put my hand on a Bible and I'm going to stand on a Bible. And I'm going, you are the scariest thing. And I'm talking high end politician. I'm not going to mention the name, but I'm telling you, it's so scary. And I'm going, get this guy away from me. So he's got a lot of the people that are not real around him that have weaseled their way in. They're spies. And I'm real concerned about him. I'm concerned that he picked J.D. Vance. And I think he listens to his sons a lot. I'm very concerned about his sons. I'm not sure his sons really get it. You see,
they're not saved. They're certainly not saved.
I don't think they get it. And so, you know, if you're around family, you listen to family. And if you notice, J.D. Vance looks a lot like his sons. They got the beard, about the same age, kind of the same thing. And that concerns me. That's all I can say. It just concerns me. I'm not judging, not pointing my finger. I'm going, that's something that I would keep my eye on big time. It's almost like it's void. It's almost like, you know, I look at who he picked and all this. I'm going, I need some more substance. I'm missing. If you show me Carrie Lake or you show me, you know, the gal in Dakota who's the governor, if you show me that, I see substance. I can see some substance, you know. I can see some things happening here. But not what he chose. I'm having a hard
time. So, David, if Donald Trump were to get elected president of the United States, and on February 1st, after he's inaugurated, he has a heart attack or dies, J.D. Vance is president of the United States, and we really know nothing at all about this guy, right?
We don't. We really don't. I mean, and 5 years ago, 6 years ago, he was bashing Trump, you know? Yep. He's bashing him. Now, I'm just saying, Coach, that your gut gives off a red light. You go, okay, I got a red light going off here. You know, we're not saying anything for sure. We're not judging, but we're saying, let's keep an eye on this. Let's take a look at that. It may be the best thing in the world, man. It may be.
That's right.
But, you know, I don't know.
Trust but verify. Ronald Reagan said, trust but verify. Betty, come on in, then Judah. Betty.
Good morning. Hey, I just want to say that God really blessed David with this movie because he did it before everything happened. And it is so inspirational. It was a cliffhanger. I couldn't wait till the second movie comes out here so I can see it. But people really need to buy it to have it in their homes and show it to everybody that they can, that what is really, really going on. So I just want to say excellent job there, David. You nailed it. You totally nailed it.
DavidHevener.tv. How much is, what's a monthly subscription there?
It's really about $60 or $70 for the year. It's about $7 a month. And thank you, Betty. I appreciate that. Betty's been very instrumental. She's helped us so much. God bless you. Coach, one thing I wanted to say is, I did have some offers on this in Hollywood, you know, because I've made movies for a lot of the big companies. And they said, we'd like to go ahead and take a crack at it. How much do you need? And I said, well, I need a lot of money, but I don't need your money. And so I had to turn down two deals. And God said, set up a website called lastevangelist.com. He said, my people will hear my voice and will donate my money. Okay. And Coach, I got to tell you, I have operated on crumbs, but you know the story of how Jesus fed the 5,000 on just a few loaves of bread and a few fish? Well, he's allowed me to do this with Last Evangelist, and it's humbled me. I've had to work for such little money to make this, and people have really come alongside me to really help me. It's very humbling. I hope it doesn't continue. I hope I start getting big money to do it. But if anybody does want to go and they want to donate, just whatever, you can go to lastevangelist.com and it'll go to episode 2 marketing and also to episode 3.
Say, David, we need some edgy Christianity. This is edgy Christianity, right? You're not trying to reach the guy sitting in the pew, been there 50 years. You ain't after him, brother, huh?
Well, I'll tell you a story. I was at International New York Film Festival before I won. They showed it and I did a question and answer, and there were a bunch of people in the room, and most of them I can tell weren't Christians, but I said, is anybody here a Christian? That's what I said. I said, is anybody a Christian? And three people raised their hand out of a whole room. Three people raised their hand. And I said, sir, I said, do you want to give a comment on the movie? Do you have a question? And you know what he said to me? He said, this is a hard movie to watch.
Hmm.
I said, what does that mean? He goes, I don't know if I can really believe it.
Wow.
That's what I said, sir. That's why it's a hard movie for you to watch.
Wow.
Because you won't believe it. Because guess what? It's already happened and it's happening now and it will continue to happen. Read Matthew 24. That's
Judah, come on in.
Yeah, David, thank you for putting this all together. And obviously, you have your lane and your calling. Being like, I guess, Hollywood and things like that, you've probably had certain things in your life where, you know, you look back and, you know, that was a God movement. You had a certain event or something happen. I had something happen a couple of years ago, and it was really unique. I remember clear as day. I was actually out weed whacking my yard, and a car came around the block with a couple of people walking the block. And it was, at the time, it was J.D. Vance and a group of people door knocking in the state of Ohio. And I was fortunate. He stopped in my yard and we had a conversation. I remember the conversation because he was against Donald Trump at the time. And I'm 6'2". And nothing against people's heights.
Yeah, watch it there. Watch it there.
Everyone's got their own thing. And I love the fact. Actually, David, how tall are you?
I'm about 6'1", about 6 foot.
Okay. Coach Dave, how tall are you?
On a good day, 5'7".
That's okay. Some of the strongest, biggest people in the world I've ever met. Doesn't matter their height. You feel their energy. Their energy is 10,000 times bigger than whatever their physical height is. The reason why I say this is because I implore people to research about J.D. Vance and his history with the Wexners. Just do the homework. Do the research. Do the understanding of it. And then here's my question for everybody. As you watch the RNC tonight, you watch it tomorrow night, this struck me very, very concerningly. Because when I met J.D. Vance face-to-face, look him up. His height, he's 5'7". The man I watched on TV last night was standing neck to neck with Donald Trump at 6'3 and 6'4". Just an observation.
That's another level of conversation. You know, we deal a lot with the Nephilim and with shape-shifting and with the alien demon connection, and I do believe that's part of this whole thing. Wow. Is the disclosure, and I do believe there are they've infiltrated and they do exist. I've done a lot of interviews with L.A. Marzulli and stuff and people like that, and it's interesting you would say that. But that's a whole another level. But I wouldn't discount it at all. No, I wouldn't. No.
Yeah, I trust but verify just about everything. Come on in, Roger Gates.
Yeah, I just wanted to make a comment. One of the things that keeps happening in history. I was 12 years old when JFK was shot. I had a paper route, and I was at a newspaper in the morning watching the newspaper spit out copies of President Kennedy's face after the assassination. But if you go back to that time, if you look at the way I've read a lot of stuff about the organized crime and what they did and how they took people out, they would have somebody contract to hit somebody. They'd have a cleaner so that if they messed up, they would take them out so that evidence would never show who did it. Well, since JFK was assassinated, it seems to me that the cleaner has become the U.S. government.
Hmm.
You know, when the facts come out, they got to appoint a commission. And I know for a fact that when Lee Harvey Oswald was in jail on the fifth floor of that jail in Dallas, he tried to make a call. Two guys came down and told the operators in the building that he was going to make a call. Well, he asked to call two numbers, and they said that nobody was answering. Well, years later, the lady that was an operator wrote the numbers down on a piece of paper, and she took it home like a souvenir from the event. Well, years later, somebody got a hold of the note and tracked down the numbers that Lee Harvey Oswald was trying to call. One guy didn't have anything to do with the thing. But the other guy was involved with military intelligence. And they said that there were people around JFK Oswald who he was linked to intelligence. You know? When the shooter in Las Vegas did what he did, they come in and they cleaned it up. All the evidence is gone. Yep. You don't get to hear the truth, you know. The same thing with 9/11 over and over. And yes, the other day when the president Trump was shot at. It just happened that before that event, the normal detail of security was taken off and somebody else got to be the detail for his security. Mm. And they left the whole thing open so that the shooter could climb up in direct line of sight of the president and take a shot. And people were screaming, there's somebody on the roof.
So I'm
telling you, there's so many things that are fishy in this whole thing. It's just another chapter in the same old thing that we've been hearing since 1964, you know?
So there I go, Roger. I don't know if you can see this. I got my antenna up.
Yeah,
I got my antenna. That's why my wife's always getting mad at me, because I'm on that cell phone. I said, something smells here, honey. Something doesn't smell right. David, come on in. We just got about 5 minutes here. Thanks, Raj. Come on in, Dave.
If you guys want to see what the replica of the government, watch a TV series called Blacklist with James Spader. It's about an underground movement of the FBI, and you don't even know they exist. It's a shadow. And this is what we're dealing with. We've been dealing with it for years, even before JFK assassination. How I got into this whole thing was, I'll tell you how this happened. About 25 years ago, I was at a restaurant, and a guy kept looking at me, a black guy kept looking at me. I thought, that's kind of strange. This was, like 25 years ago. I was making movies. I just started, and he knew who I was. He knew I was in a film there. I was promoting it. And I was get up to pay the bill at the line in the restaurant, and he got behind me and he looked at me and he said, this is for you. I want you to take it. And he handed me an envelope. It was a manila envelope. He said, take this. So I took it. I thought the guy was crazy. So on the plane, I'm flying home, and I thought, I'll open this envelope. And it was information on the JFK assassination, the shooting stuff. I still have it. And so from that point on, 25 years ago, I started researching that shooting and found out it to be fake, and found out that it was, there was more to it than what they said. And Coach, that's what opened this whole thing up. That's what got me always with that looking, you know what I'm saying? Always looking around the shoulder, So, yeah.
Like they said, like they told me when I was a young kid, don't believe anything you hear and only half of what you see. And especially the deeper it gets here. Mel, come on in, Mel.
Yeah, thanks. Hi, David. I just want to let you know that I posted your event on the Liberty Action Network website to direct people to the world premiere of The Last Evangelist. So I just want to let you know that I'm helping to support you in your efforts.
Oh, thank you so much, Mel. Well, God bless you. I thank you so much, Liberty Action Network. Thank you for that.
Okay, Dave, we've got about 3 minutes left. Hang on, let me get Judah in and then Jeff quickly. Go, Judah.
Actually, David, you just hit it right on the head. Right before Trump's last election, the whole topic of the JFK files were supposed to come to roost in terms of public disclosure. David, can you point to, or can you educate people from the file that you saw, how involved George Bush Sr. was in terms of the CIA in that operation?
Well, yeah, absolutely. First of all, I was in Texas, Dallas. We could go so deep in this. I know I just have a few minutes. But it's funny you mentioned George Bush Sr. because that was one of the seeds that was planted that you're now seeing all this stuff grow. And his son. I mean, that whole thing with 9/11, it was a connection. You see what I'm saying? So he was definitely connected. We're talking about masonry. We're talking about Masons. We're talking about something that goes very, very deep. And we're also talking about this puppeteer that I had mentioned earlier. Thanks for bringing that up.
David, we've got a minute left. Let's try to get Jeff in here real quickly. Go ahead, Jeff.
Coach, just real quick, we don't hear a lot of these things on all the news medias, but lately on Newsmax, that's about all I watch anymore. If I watch something, I watch Newsmax. Some of them guys got some spine. But they put this out there yesterday, that building cop that guy laid on, that 20-year-old kid, that was a command center for law enforcement. They were all inside that building. So they're exposing that one. Like, how did that happen?
What a tangled web we weave when first we practice to deceive. David, quickly, you got about 30 seconds. Where do we go? What do we need to do? To
get involved here? this Saturday night, world premiere, episode 1 and 2 of Last Evangelist. You can go to davidhebner.tv, get your ticket, call 844-806-0006. It's in Brookville, Ohio, at the Harvest Revival Center. However, you can go online and watch it. We're going to have a red carpet. I'm going to be there. Coach will be there. We'll have a lot of other people there saying a few words. And folks, listen, I'm trying to not just get a series going. I want to get a movement going. I'm hoping other people, other filmmakers will start making this kind of stuff. There are people that are wanting, but they're scared, Coach. They're afraid. You know, they come to me, then they've done this 5 years. They say, David, aren't you afraid for you and your family? Aren't you afraid? And, you know, you can't be. You just have to say, I'm willing to take the hit. And therefore, you've disarmed them because they know.
We got to go, man. We got to go.
All right. Love you. God bless.
Thanks, David. See you tomorrow, folks.
Bye-bye.